In the other, Washington lawmakers are still trying to reach a deal to avoid the fiscal cliff, a series of sharp tax increases and spending cuts scheduled to take effect January 1st. House Speaker John Boehner and President Obama spoke on the phone yesterday, the day after the president offered to reduce his initial demand for $1.6 trillion in higher tax revenue over a decade down to $1.4 trillion. Obama wants much of that revenue to come from raising top tax rates on the wealthy. House Speaker John Boehner has accused the White House of stalling the negotiations. Central to a final settlement is Washington's senior senator, Patty Murray. When I spoke to Senator Murray earlier today, she told me she believes there's a strong public support for raising taxes on the rich to avoid the fiscal cliff.
We just had an election where the people in this country said very strongly that they know we have a problem with our debt and deficit. They understand that we need to make some tough decisions on the spending side, but they absolutely believe that part of the solution has to be increased revenues, particularly in a fair and balanced way, and that the wealthiest Americans have to contribute.
What's going to happen if we go off the fiscal cliff? What's it going to mean for people in Washington state?
If you mean by go off the fiscal cliff, come to the end of this year and the Bush tax cuts expire,
yes,
and the House does not pass the Senate bill, which will extend the tax cuts for 98% of Americans, and hit that cliff where the Republicans in the House don't protect the middle-class families with that, that means that everybody's taxes are going to go up. The second phase of this is that we will immediately be into what is the automatic sequestration part of the budget deal that we cut a year ago, which means that there will be cuts to both defense and non-defense if Congress fails to do something in the first few months of next year.
What would that mean to us in Washington state if that happened?
The sequestration side will mean that people will see some very large cuts to things they care deeply about. Whether it's military cuts of infrastructure that we have in Washington state, or whether it's cuts to investments that are important to us at home, transportation, education, job training, housing programs. And I think the impact of that will be known better when we actually know if that is implemented. Now, having said that, I do not believe that that is a good place for our country to be. I think the solution is for the House of Representatives to pass the Senate bill, keeps in place the tax cuts for 98% of Americans, middle-class families, gets the revenue from the top 2% by not extending it, and moving forward with a balanced approach to how we address the fiscal issues that we face.
What about cutting the budget? What about reforming entitlements? What do you think should be put forward for that half of the equation?
I think that is a really important question, and one that I addressed many times over as chairman of the Joint Select Committee that was put in place last year, where we put onto the table very important discussions about all sides of this three-legged stool: revenue, entitlements, and spending. And where we could not make progress is only in one place: revenue. The Republicans absolutely drew a line in the sand and said they would not consider that, which means there's an imbalance in what you're doing. It all falls on entitlements. It all falls on spending. The impact to middle-class Americans is huge if you don't have the revenue side of it. So that's why this whole question of revenue right now and the Bush tax cuts is so critical.
Republicans have suggested, instead of raising tax rates, capping tax deductions for the wealthy. What do you think about that approach?
Well, I have heard that rhetoric. In fact, on the super committee, we did have a proposal by the Republicans sounding very much like some of what we're hearing today, that, oh, we can get the revenue that's needed for a balanced solution to this. In fact, we had Romney campaigning across the country talking about doing this, and he never was specific because he knew that those loopholes that they're talking about dramatically impact middle-class families.
Senator, you and Congress put the fiscal cliff in place. If you can't reach a settlement, can't you just kick the can down the road again and delay it?
Well, certainly that is something Congress has been able to do consistently. I do not think that that is a wise choice for our country's future. I think that we have a real problem in terms of our budget, in terms of we are spending so much now on deficit and the costs of that we are, by implication, hurting the programs I care about the most because we don't have the capacity as a federal government to take care of them. So the responsible thing to do is to face that. And I don't know that there's the votes here in Congress right now to stop the sequestration going into effect because of the budget implications. Now, again, having said that, I think there are a lot of thoughtful legislators who do believe that we can get to a solution. I am hopeful, will continue to be hopeful, that the negotiations going on right now bring us that. But if they don't, if we don't get a solution by the end of the year, it puts us in a very different place. Why? Because none of the Bush tax cuts will be extended. The revenue that is then projected to come in because of that will start us at a very different debate discussion in terms of negotiation with the Republicans.
Finally, Senator, do you expect Congress to remain in session through Christmas?
Oh, I expect I will be here every day. Absolutely. Now, there's a lot of discussions going on. Certainly, I think it would be beneficial for everyone to be home with their families. I certainly want to be home with my family. If there's something that is productive on the table for us to get to work through, I think it is critical that we are here. If no one crosses the line and says we don't have anything to put together, it's impossible to write something, put it in legislative language, get it scored, and get the votes and get it out of here. I think that's where we start getting worried, probably in about 4 or 5 days.
Washington's senior senator, Patty Murray.